This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
I want to show you in James chapter 1, I want to show you where God is a faith God. And I'm telling you, if you don't ask Him in faith, forget it. He is a faith God, and people say, well, I didn't realize it was that important. Well, see, that's what's wrong. We didn't read the will. You got to read the will. A woman comes to me and says, you know, my husband died and he was a well-to-do man. I wished I knew what he left me. I said, well, did he leave a will? She said, well, yes, he did. I said, well, why don't we go get it and read it? We'll find out what he left you. Isn't that the best way to find out?
Yeah.
Well, this is the will. And it does not go beyond this will. God cannot overstep this scripture. He has limited himself to his word. So if you don't know his word, you can't get your healing. People come and say, oh God, will you please heal me? I've heard about you're the healer. Lord, will you please heal me? And he said, I want to heal you, but you don't know. You got 13 or 14 sins out here you haven't confessed yet. You've opened the door to the devil. And so people take people and they come to church, and we didn't do this in church at all. But when I first started teaching a healing school, at first I didn't realize you had to repent of sins. I didn't know that. And so when I couldn't get people healed under certain conditions, I said, Lord, why? Well, I said, they hadn't repented of their sins. I thought, Lord, you got to repent of your sin? Well, I began to research the scripture and found out he was right. That's what he'd already said a couple thousand years ago. Repent. And again, that's in Luke 13:3. Repent or you shall likewise all perish. Repent. Turn from your wicked ways. Well, since I've learned that, man, I've had tremendous results in getting people healed. I mean, we've seen thousands of people healed. In fact, this little lady over here one day, she's such a precious little lady. She came to my healing school and she knew I was a Baptist. She went home one time, she said, and she's Pentecostal. I mean, she's Holy Ghost filled. I mean, she's one of them Holy Ghost, holy rollers and everything else. She's a bone fire little lady of the Lord. She went back to her pastor. These other ladies that come with her, they'll agree with me. I mean, she is a lady of God. She said, I went back to my Pentecostal pastors, and I said, it's a shame. And what do you mean it's a shame? There's a Baptist deacon getting more people healed than we are. She said, it's a shame that we're letting the Baptists outdo us. She told me that one time at one of our meetings. She said, I was so amazed that when I saw you, a Baptist deacon, at that time teaching what you're teaching, and all these people getting healed, and here we are, Pentecostal, we're supposed to know this. And she said, we're not getting nobody healed. There's something wrong with this picture. But see, the devil can get in anywhere. The Pentecostals supposedly knew these things, but they didn't follow through with it and stay in there, and the devil gets through to them, and he deceives them. But in James chapter 1, verse 6, look what the Lord says. In James chapter 1, verse 6, if you're asking, what did he say over there in James chapter 5 a while ago? Pray the prayer of faith. Let him ask in faith. And the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Verse 6 here says, but let him ask in faith. How much wavering?
None.
What? How much? Let me come over to this lady on the front.
No wavering at all.
Oh, no wavering at all. Okay, you're just checking out to see if your Bible reads like mine does.
It does.
It does, okay. It reads just like mine. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. He is double-minded and unstable in all his ways. So if you don't believe God will do what he said he will do, what does he call you? Double-minded and unstable. And he said, what's he said he's going to do for you?
Nothing.
Who is the healer? The Lord. It's certainly not me, but the Lord. He's the healer. So if you want to get healed, you know, you first of all, you repent of every sin. And then you find a scripture somewhere after you've repented of every sin. And be like the guy that came out the minister center. He said, good grief, when I found out what you had to say about this, and said, since I've been a Christian, it'd take me a year and a half to confess all my sins. Well, if you've sinned that many sins, brother, you're in trouble.
Amen.
You're in trouble. Because I suggest you start now and start getting them done and get them confessed and repented of. Because as long as that sin is there, the curse remains and you cannot get healed. But when you get all of those sins repented of, when you get those repented of, then the Lord can move. Let me put it to you like this. It's kind of like a dirty sewer pipe. Every time you sin, or let's put it this way. When we got saved, we had a beautiful white robe, didn't we?
Right.
We got a white robe of righteousness. I mean, can you imagine a bride walking in, beautiful bride with her beautiful white? I mean, how many brides you ever seen that come in and have a great big old black spot on her gown? You ever seen that?
No.
I mean, just having a little bitty black spot on
it.
Oh, I mean, why? I mean, that's unthinkable, right? It's okay. So we sin one little sin. Okay, it's just one little spot of mud thrown on your white robe. And you didn't repent, so it stays there. And it kind of falls down and makes a bigger spot. And then you go over and you commit another sin. Man, this time it's a handful of mud. And you throw it over there. And first thing you know, through all your sins, your robe is black. I mean, it's filthy. And the devil has just come in and he is just eating on you, working on you. He's making you sick and afflicting you and tormenting you. And you have no idea. But the healing power of Jesus, you come and ask the Lord, Lord, heal me. I'm down. I'm sick. He said, I can't get through. I can't see you because of the filth. What do I got to do? Well, Lord, over here 3 times I committed adultery. He said, okay, commit that and that'll make 3 clean white spots. Well, Lord, right over here, I stole right over here 3 times. Well, confess those sins. Okay, and I held an unforgiveness toward this brother. Ooh, that's a great big black spot. That'll be a big place that'll be cleaned out. And in a little while, as you get all them sins confessed, your white robe comes back to beautiful and white. And as it starts coming back white, you'll start getting healed. Like the little lady up here that had Lyme's disease. She had some sins, and she'd had Lyme's disease for 18 years. How many of you know Lyme's disease is uncurable? Uncurable. Man can't cure it. She'd had it for 18 years. We found out her sins. She started confessing the sins. When she started confessing the sins, the Lyme disease began to go away. But we couldn't get all of it away. I finally told her, I said, I just feel like there's something somewhere, probably an unforgiveness towards someone somewhere. She said, no, I know I've got all the unforgiveness taken care of. I said, there's something. So I said, ask the Lord. He's the only one that knows. So she started home that afternoon. She said, Lord, is there anything that I have unforgiveness or any kind of sin that I don't remember? If there is, would you please bring it to my attention? And immediately, a person's name popped into her head. And she thought, oh my goodness, I hadn't thought of them 20 years. Hadn't thought of them 20 years. Yes, and I did have a little grudge against them. She repented and got right with God. We prayed one more prayer over her. And today that woman is completely set free from Lyme disease. Not a sign of it left in her body. Now see, what she has to do to her robe? Get it clean. Once she got the robe clean, then the healing power of Jesus flows right in and healed her. Isn't that amazing? Now that if you keep that robe clean, and you have no sin in it, and you keep the robe clean, guess how much power you give the devil to come make you sick?
None.
That's right. You don't have to be sick. Now then, if you're already sick, and several of you here are sick, if you are sick, when you repent of your sins, and we pray the prayer of faith for you, you must believe it's done, right?
Right, sir.
Give you this little example right quick, and then we'll take a break. A little guy, little Cody, 6 years old, come up here 3 years ago. He came up here, and he had a problem with enzymes or something that when he eat from the time he's born, he throwed up. He throwed up. His mama cleaned up Chuck all of his life. They finally found some kind of enzymes or whatever it was that they could give him, that if they give it to him right after he eat, he could keep his food down. But it didn't work well, but it worked better than before. They heard about us and they brought him here. That day at the end of the healing school, little 6-year-old, he'd been sitting around here listening to me running around. And while I started praying for people, mom and dad's back there doing something. He comes running up here and he said, Mr. Thurman, will you pray for me? I said, sure, what's wrong with you? And he told me, I said, oh, it's just a demon. I said, we're going to break the curse over you. I'm going to kick that devil out of you. I'm going to lay hands on you and Jesus is going to heal you. I did. I said, now you got to believe. He said, what do you mean? I said, that means, I said, are you on medication? Oh, yeah. I said, you don't need it no more if you believe Jesus. It's done. So I don't take my medicine no more. I said, nope. You just eat what you want to and trust Jesus. So a little while, Mom and Daddy come over. She said, come over, Cody. We want Brother Thurman to pray for you. He said, oh, Mama, he's already prayed for me. No. You got to be with Mom and Daddy. He said, no. I was up there a while ago. He prayed for me. Mama got all upset at him. Come up here. No, Mother, I already been prayed for. I'm healed. Okay, so Mama goes out in a huff. She's upset. Oh, yeah. She's upset. Oh, there she sits right there. I hadn't even seen her. There she sits. And there's Cody sitting right back there. I hadn't even seen him either. Praise the Lord. Little Cody gets home. And it's time for eat that night. And he eats supper and she says, now, Cody, be sure and take your medicine because I'm getting tired of throwing up this upchuck. He said, no, Mama, I'm not taking it. I'm healed. She said, Cody, if you don't take this medicine and you throw up, I'm going to bust your bottle. He said, Mama, I'm going to trust Jesus. Amen. And he would not take his medicine. And Irene, has he ever been sick since? Not a day. Praise the Lord. Oh, goodness. Totally changed little Cody's life, didn't it, young man? I hadn't even seen you sitting there. I was just looking right over. But praise the Lord when you start to tell a story and all of a sudden you look over there as Irene got her hand up. I said, praise the Lord. But see, Mama didn't have the faith that Cody had. Mama didn't have the faith Cody. Cody believed Jesus. Now see, he goes home and says, no, Mama. But Mama says, Cody, if you don't take this medicine, I'm going to spank you. He said, that's okay, Mama. I'm going to trust Jesus. Does that take real faith?
Yes.
Real faith. And guess what God honored? He honored that boy's faith. Because the only thing I can say for, I don't know, a year or two after that, every time Irene comes, she said, goodness gracious, that boy eats us out of house and home. A growing boy can eat a lot, can't he? Especially when he can eat anything he wants. But by faith, little Cody came up here, we rebuked the devil, commanded it to leave, and the little boy went out here saying, if Jesus said it, that's good enough for me.
Amen.
I'm set free. I don't need no medicine. I'm going to eat anything I want to. And even if the threatening of a spanking, I'm not taking the medicine. I'm going to trust Jesus.
Amen.
And the King of the universe healed that little boy. Isn't that wonderful, Chuck? It's wonderful. His mom and daddy sitting right over there. I hadn't even seen him. Now then, I want to show you something else here. In Psalms 107, verse 17. And there was another one, too, while I'm right there. I want to look it up. Psalms 119. 119 also. Psalms 119. I'm going to have to put this in my outline. I keep coming upon these things, and then after I come upon them.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.